This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Richard Grant, and Richard is the author of The Deepest South of All, True Stories from Natchez, Mississippi. So Old Natchez is something you uncover in your book, and it really shines a light on that romanticized tourist Natchez and the reality of Old Natchez. When you talk about Old Natchez, you're talking about such a complication of this mixed society. I mean, we've got the sort of the acceptability of slaveholder rape, and then what do you do with the mixed children?
Yeah, well, Natchez was very unusual in the South in that mixed families were socially accepted, like kind of like they were in New Orleans. So it was, you know, there was straight up rape, but there was also the slightly more complicated relationships where, so you'd have a white man who's, there was a lot of yellow fever. And so, right. So let's say his wife died of yellow fever. He would often take up with an enslaved woman in his household. And kind of they would spend the rest of their days together. And in his will, he would free the woman and free the children. And this was socially acceptable in Natchez in a way that was absolutely unheard of in the rest of Mississippi.
That must have been almost like an extortion for the black woman to know, okay, she's got to put up with this guy because when he dies, she and the children will be free. But if he gets pissed off, then it's all off.
Yeah, it's definitely not an equal relationship. But on the other hand, if you look at that woman's choices, it was a way to, you know, do better than she might have done.
Oh, yeah. It's a pragmatic choice.
I mean, it's a miserable set of choices.
It's a miserable reality. And then you've got this situation where if there is this high society woman and all of a sudden there's a mixed child running around in the garden, what do you do then? I mean, the whole society knows what's going on. The husband was not true. And then the white woman would go off and have what you call in the book revenge affairs.
Yeah, this was very, very secretive. So you had, you know, white slaveholders would often have sexual relationships with enslaved women. And naturally, you know, children would happen. The usual way for the white women was to find a way to deny this somehow, through mental gymnastics of one form and another. Mm-hmm. But I found out through interviewing kind of elders in the black community that some of these white women had had revenge affairs. They would start a sexual affair with some usually light-skinned black man in the household, enslaved black man, to kind of get their own back at their husbands. Yeah. And then when they got pregnant, the usual thing was to take a trip to Europe and come back either without the baby or with some story about, well, this was my cousin in Sicily's child.
Oh, and you fell in love with this beautiful, adorable child, and you took him into your household. And then the woman lives with that, the truth, and the man sort of probably suspects it but manages to deny it.
Yeah, I mean, the Southern capacity for mental gymnastics is quite astonishing, you know, all as a result of these contradictions.
And then you got the
slavery.
Kids. You wrote about the kids playing together, or the white kids and the mixed kids and the black kids, until they get to an age where the black kids have to call the white kids Miss and Mister and treat them like their owners.
Yeah, or at least treat them like their superiors. Yeah, it gets very, very complicated.
Oh, it's like a convoluted, weird social hole that you fall into as you read through your book, and you just can't believe. Well, that's Old Natchez as far as the people goes. Wow.
There's a guy, a journalist, is doing a piece on my book. Him and his kids, they got a thing where they open pages up at random, and he says that every single page of the book there's some detail that just astounds them. Something utterly unexpected.